As the beloved goddess of liberty speaks her heart to us tonight, we thank her and love her and bless her as never before, and ask the mightiest power of which we are capable of directing. She anchors in and around us and uses each one under this radiation as powerfully as possible to protect America and to take out of the clutches of the destructive forces all that is of God within our borders. Beloved children of my heart, let us enter deep tonight into the full conscious awareness of the power of the sacred fire that guards the land of my heart, the land of the mighty Saint Germain's heart, and the land of the heart of every ascended being. The heart of the world is the heart of the sacred fire, and that which seeks to contaminate or desecrate it must be consumed by the sacred fire that is anchored within this nation for eternity, regardless of all the destructive forces on the earth. They shall feel that sacred fire till purity reigns here forever. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, regardless of the frightful human accumulation of certain unfortunate individuals throughout the world in their determination to desecrate America and desecrate that which is of God within America, must be made to understand that the sacred fire of God is the guarding presence of America. That sacred fire of God was the power of protection and victory which came to the assistance of the beloved Washington. That sacred fire of God that has come in every hour of crisis of the nation's history has been the mighty outpouring and gift of the beloved Saint Germain, as well as others of the ascended host. And now it is your privilege, as well as mine, to call forth the sacred fire as a guarding presence of the nation. And it will require that sacred fire to consume the hordes of filth that have sought to desecrate everything within your borders. But I might say to you, the borders of America are my domain. Is that clear? Thank you, my loved ones. And since the sacred fire of my heart of life is my power, which I give for the freedom of the land of the heart of the world, the sacred fire that I direct shall consume that which seeks to desecrate. And not all mankind put together can oppose the cosmic sacred fire that it is my privilege to concentrate and use to sustain the freedom of God for the world. And it must be sustained in America if the world is to survive, and it is. Thank you, precious ones. It seems incredible, my loved ones, that mankind and the individuals within mankind who have been given such blessings of the universe down through the countless cycles of time of the past could be so depraved as to imagine they can destroy the handiwork of cosmic beings who have power enough to create a planet and a system of worlds. But such is the concentration of the destructively qualified energy that those unfortunate individuals have accumulated by their misuse of life down through the ages, and it makes them calloused and selfish and depraved in the imagination and conceit of their ignorance and viciousness. So don't tolerate for a moment the brag of any group of individuals who say they are going to destroy the Christ. They cannot. The Christ is immortal. The human is not. The sacred fire is life, and discord is death. On individuals who are vicious, have not created this planet, do not sustain it, do not own it, and therefore are not master of it. Let that go forth tonight, great cosmic beings from the heart of the universe, and strike into the brain and body of every human being on the earth that is vicious to America, vicious to God, vicious to those who are constructed in any nation and every nation. I do not use the great cosmic sacred fire of the universe without having long ago become the authority of its mastery over all manifestation. And if you will remember that when you think of me, it is because my thought of you has come to you to awaken your attention to that which the sacred fire is pouring forth to bless you, to bless the land, and that which is of God everywhere. Remind yourselves often that when you think of us, it is because we have thought of you first and have projected our thought to you, because we have something to give you that you require at the moment, which you will need. I will bless you and protect you and supply you forever. For the gifts we give are not temporary. Since our life is immortal, that which we give is immortal. And I remind you the evil of individuals who have become so bound in their selfishness that they are bound in darkness of hate and destruction. Their evil is not immortal. And therefore, be of good cheer. The deciding time is not far distant, and that which is of evil cannot be allowed to go on much longer, regardless of all the plans of all the human beings in the world tonight. When mankind will no longer use the gifts of God constructively, and they use everything that comes to their attention to plan destruction for other parts of God's universe, I tell you, their day is approaching when they must be cut off by their own evil. And that goes for America as well as the rest of the world. Too long has the brazen selfishness and ignorance and conceit of individuals been allowed to touch America. And so, my loved ones, I want you to feel that we are coming closer to you, and when you think of us, if you will accept us, who of you can tell me just how close we are or can become very shortly around you? The mighty Saint Germain, in his great love to life, said long ago, when you think of an ascended master, it is because your own beloved I Am presence has called to that ascended master to do certain things for you, while the mighty I Am presence does something else to expand the sacred fire through you. And so if you think of me as your cosmic mother, you open the door, because your beloved I Am presence has called to me to do something for you that is a responsibility that I have taken, to give my life and its love of the sacred fire to assist your life to greater perfection. And so it is to the world. You, when you are considered as one flame, the whole student body of the I Am, can pour forth its sacred fire through your cause for the freedom of the nation and the rest of the world. And so it goes on infinitely. There's no great cosmic being in existence, when you think of that one, who does not send love back to you in return. There's no ascended master or those of the angelic host who do not instantly flash the love of their life back to you when you just think of them and as an individual, or just for a moment their names come to your consciousness. The name of an ascended being is a flame and vibratory action of that being's life. And it would be well if mankind understood this and respected the use of the divine fire of eternal perfection, which every ascended master is. So whenever you think of me, or there comes a reminder to you of my statue in New York Harbor, it is because your mighty I Am presence is tapping at the door of your consciousness and silently saying to you, receive, receive, receive the love of my heart. Then your mighty I Am presence can release more of its power into you to accomplish greater things through you and your world. And if you will let your mighty I Am presence accomplish what it desires in you and through you for the rest of life, your willingness to cooperate with your mighty I Am presence can never bring you anything but the most wonderful joy for all eternity and the greater powers of life to use for greater manifestation to bless the universe wherever you go. So, beloved ones, I have power to assist you in ways you do not always understand. But I have power of the sacred fire that is infinite and all commanding. So when you think of me, will you also think of the sacred fire of my heart's love that enfolds your physical forms, your mental and feeling world, and those you hold near and dear when you choose to think of me? The great cosmic law is doing everything possible to help mankind let go of the destructive desires of the outer self. And so, in your recognition of the seven mighty Elohim and others of the great cosmic beings who are all authority in this system of worlds, try to feel, when you think of them, that you are close in their own heart's flame of love, enfolding you as if they held you within their arms. And if you care to think on that, if you care to still the outer, if you care to purify the outer to be worthy of their enfolding sacred fire presence, you will find it doing for you everything your heart can desire, and what the world calls miracles will just be your natural way of life. And I assure you, it is very much easier to live the natural way of life than the unnatural, which is human. So, my dear ones, the sacred fire from the ascended master's octave is gathering, gathering, gathering around each of you, individually and all together, for the consummation of its mighty, mighty victory of the ages, and the freedom of you as individuals, the freedom of the nation that must come before freedom to the world can be released. So, blessed ones, if every individual who comes to this land of God's heart could be aware of what I'm telling you tonight as they see the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor, could every live stream be aware of what I have told you, they would come in to the sun presence of the sacred fire's freedom in America and would be lifted to their victory of the ascension without fail. And so, since you are privileged to carry the consciousness of the beloved I Am presence and its mighty law of life, to life wherever you abide, try to feel how close we are with each of you, always. We will never leave you nor desert you so long as you think of us and love us and receive our thought of you, which carries our power of blessing and gift to you to make you strong enough to win your freedom in its complete victory on your pathway to your ascension. And since I do represent freedom, as well as the mighty Saint Germain, and since I am your cosmic mother, you should be free, my children. You ought to be free. You have a cosmic father in the beloved Saint Germain. You have a cosmic mother in myself. The nation has a cosmic father in the mighty Godfrey. So surely, the children of our hearts ought to be free. Don't you think so? Thank you, precious ones. And so, when you think of me, will you remind yourselves that my love to you is the freedom which my name implies and the liberty of life is obedience to the law of the mighty I Am presence. And so when you think of me, will you think of the freedom which your obedience to your mighty I Am presence will forever bring? And I shall be happy and privileged to help it come more quickly as you recognize that my name is the flame of the perfection which obedience to the law of the mighty I Am Presence always produces in outer manifestation. So precious hearts of America, precious hearts of freedom, precious hearts of God's victory over this world, know you are held very close in the heart flame of love and victory of each of the ascended host, the cosmic beings and angelic hosts who are guarding you within the borders of the heart of the world. The sacred fire ever guards you, and in it is everything you will ever need the rest of eternity. So, if you will accept your freedom tonight, as you remember each of the ascended hosts, and be still just an instant when you think of us, to just receive the love we are pouring around you while your mighty I Am Presence gives you another power of itself for use in your outer affairs. You will need the powers of the Presence, and those powers are the powers of the sacred fire. When you even think of the sacred fire, its power of life surges through you. The unfed flame in your own heart expands. The luminous presence of the ascended host become more luminous and more intense in their power around you. And they are the way of freedom unto your ascension. So, blessed ones, if you will be always aware of the flame of freedom for America that the ascended hosts are constantly flooding throughout the nation, you can call to your beloved I Am Presence to intensify it in whatever power is necessary to make the people awaken and understand the privilege of dwelling within the heart of the world and receiving the freedom which the love of the sacred fire has brought forth here for the complete purification and illumination and raising of the world unto the ascension. So, blessed ones, I can be as close to you as you remember what I say tonight. I can be just as close to you as you want me to be if you will still the outer and feel the sacred fire of my love which I pour whenever you think of me. And since that is the master power of the universe, the very life by which all manifestation exists, it can pour that life into you, into your world and affairs, and hold here the same mighty freedom that is in our octave until all in the world has become purified for eternity. So, my dear ones, if you will realize I am as much with you as the beloved Saint Germain, because we must flood this sacred fire to the nation in order to prevent the hordes of the shadows that have intruded here from accomplishing what they intend. And the sacred fire is the only thing that can take them out. And so if each of you becomes the heart presence of my sacred fire of freedom to this nation, I will deeply appreciate it. And we will all accomplish everything possible in as short a time as possible for the release of life from the human miscreation that has polluted the world. The Blessed Goddess of Purity and others of the Ascended Host that have returned to Earth to compel purification are ever ready to clothe you in the victory mark you of their own heart's flame and power of the sacred fire dominion here forever. So feel yourselves ever close to us and know that the legions of Ascended Master friends, which we are, can at all times abide with you and draw around you whatever you will require if you will recognize us and accept us and feel the sacred fire's control of outer physical conditions. Then love will take possession of its own. And the freedom you love will go forth in its sacred fire and set the rest of life free. So all life will love the sacred fire as it should, that its boundless blessings may release and strengthen and raise into the ascension all life wherever you pass by. And to thus be a blessing to the universe is the way of perfection, is the fulfillment of the divine plan, and is the destiny of all who have faced the beloved I Am presence at this time. Go forward in your freedom tonight and know that the victory of my own heart's love floods in and around you now to hold you strong, protected, free, and victorious by that power which alone is master throughout creation. And then the children of my heart have gone forward to bear witness to the source of freedom for eternity and have become the power of sacred fire dominion everywhere in the universe. Go forward, feel your divine heritage and the influence that you have on others will raise all to their freedom for eternity. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for your love. Now, my love shall ever abide with you to your final victory of eternity. Thank you so much. Thank you, precious Goddess of Liberty. May our heart's love ever feel you close with us. May we pour forth that same great love to life that brings your freedom wherever we abide. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, We ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such invincible obedience and sacred fire power from the heart of the goddess of beloved goddess of liberty, that wherever we abide becomes an eternal part of this world and does bring freedom to all for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever love of the sacred fire brings your obedience through us into all outer conditions forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious goddess of liberty, and all who've directed the sacred fire to the earth. We offer you our heart's love and ask you to seal us in the sun presence of the victory of that sacred fire forever there to abide. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us and the victory of your own heart's flame ever about us in eternal command. May the unfed flame in our hearts expand to become one with the sevenfold flame of the out, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the sacred fire of eternal love from the heart of the goddess of liberty, and the sacred fire of eternal freedom from the heart of our mighty Saint Germain, and the sacred fire in the heart of our beloved Daddy, in his mighty obedience to life, bring everywhere the perfection, raises all to the ascension without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of eternal freedom. Blaze the victory of its own heart's love and put an end to all in this world that is not that love for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those in this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart's end of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire necessary to compel the victory of that love which does bring freedom to the earth and peace for eternity. And we thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we offer our love and gratitude to the beloved goddess of liberty and all who bring that peace of the sacred fire to the earth forever.